my turn? Oh, will you become my butterfree? Oh, Caterpie, it's very odd. First you must be a metapod. Oh, Caterpie, oh, Caterpie, I hope you'll be my butterfree.
Hey, where's my soda?
From the heart of Christmastown, here. I'm not fooling anybody.
Let me see.
It's not Christmas.
Almost. It actually does feel like Christmas.
It's cold. And that's a good start. What's up, guys?
Decorations up, like there's...
We do. We have decorations up right now. It's cold in Cape Girardeau here in Southeast Missouri. It's starting to, you know, December 8th. It's starting to feel finally like we're getting into the Christmas season.
Winter may have found us.
It feels a lot like Halloween out there.
Because I'll be honest, last year was real depressing.
Last year we had snow by this point, though.
No, we didn't.
I was looking through my history.
Are you sure?
Yeah. We did have like a little bit of snow, but then it warmed up. We had snow in November.
Yeah.
We had snow in November last year, but we didn't have any in December at all. Most of December was really warm.
Yeah, it warmed up in December, thank God. Hey guys, it's Tana Thursday. Welcome to Tana Thursday. We got the usual gang here. It's a three-person show tonight, which is a little odd for us lately. We usually have four people, but, we just couldn't find anybody. Well, Billy's here. We could always put him on a mic.
We could have invited Mandy.
Well, I didn't know. Should have. I also thought about asking Ethan to stay, but then he had to go anyway. So
yep.
Dalton left. He bounced out on us.
Mm-hmm.
But here's who you do have tonight. You have me, Shannon Young. I'm your host. Jesse Kimball down at the end of the table.
Yo, yo, yo.
Lindsay Wolfgang to the right.
Hi.
And her Rowlet shirt. So here's what we're going to do tonight. Tonight is the episode of Podzilla 1985 where we pretend to give a shit about the holidays.
Yay.
I mean, we generally do.
Do you remember last year's Christmas show? Do you remember what it was called?
It's
Christmas.
It's probably Christmas.
And that was
it really?
For me, yeah, that was the name of the show. But
well,
that was
because it was hot and you could still see the grass on the ground.
We could still see the grass on the ground.
I know, but at least it's cold.
Right.
It is
like,
cold.
Like I said, it actually does feel like Christmas. Last year, it felt like we were those like jack wagons that put up Christmas lights in October.
September.
Or that, yeah.
October's a little better, but I get what you're saying. I get where you're going with this, and I appreciate it. It is starting to feel like the holidays, though, and we're only 20... Oh, God, what are we? I just had it. 17 days away from Christmas?
I don't do math.
What is today?
The 8th.
Yeah, 17 days.
So we're 17 days away from Christmas, which means we can't do a show like we did on Halloween where we talked about, like, a movie every day, the 31 days of Halloween or whatever.
Mm.
We can't do that because we're already a week into December. This
I mean,
is
we
bad
could
timing.
Anyways, because a bunch of the Christmas things are only like a half hour long.
On your list.
In general.
Here was the idea I had for tonight. Instead of doing like the 30 days, we'll do the 12 days of Christmas.
Uh-huh.
That's a song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know it sounds silly me asking about that, but on the way over here, I was literally going through my head, on the first day of Christmas, my true love. And I thought, how many days are there in that goddamn song?
12.
I guess yeah. I never got to the end because I turned it
it's
off.
It's a really long song.
It's a terrible song. All of these old Christmas songs need to be updated.
Yes,
patriotic songs, and It's Always Sunny.
Because I'm trying to remember if I even remember most of them. Because I know what is the first song?
12
Partridge
Lords
in a Pear Tree.
Twelve Lords a Leaking. Leaping.
You said leaking.
You cut me off.
I did not cut you off. All right, so 12 Lords a Leaking.
Are we going from the back or the beginning?
It doesn't matter to me.
Because you started at the front, I started at the end, because generally you go backwards.
Maybe we'll meet in the middle.
You get a whole bunch of birds, and then you get some people doing stupid crap.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean you go from the end? You don't go from the end. You build onto it every time
yes,
you go
Yes, but
forward.
If you're doing it the fast way, you just start at 12 and go backwards.
I guess we never did it the fast way.
Wait, I mean, in the
I
song.
Joke, we never did it, because my parents celebrated Christmas. The extent of our celebration of Christmas was Shannon put up lights, Dad, here's some money.
I mean, in Lindsay's defense, like the way the song goes, you do on the first day of Christmas, blah, blah, blah. And then you do on the second day of Christmas, two turtle doves and a partridge and a pear tree.
Yeah. And then on
the
third
day, our math teachers always made us say, okay, how much of everything will they have by the 12th day of Christmas? And it's a whole lot of birds making a whole lot of mess.
Well, your math teachers can go straight to hell. Is the answer to that.
So basically what Lindsay was doing, she was pretending, you know, we were starting on the 12th day of Christmas. My true love gave to me 12 Lords of Leaping. And
Leaking.
Then it goes all the way.
Leaping.
And then it goes all the way down.
Dr. Sam Beckett.
That's different.
All right. So let's do this. You know what? We're into it. All right. First day of Christmas. A partridge in a pear tree.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Second day of Christmas, two turtle doves. Uh-huh. Yeah. The third day of Christmas,
3 French hens.
I was going to say, I'm out.
I'm already out. 4 birds are calling, five golden rings.
I remember the 5 golden rings because it always reminded me of...
5 golden rings. Yeah, it's like the more iconic part
6
of the song.
6 geese laying, 7 swans are swimming.
Eight maids a-milking.
8 ladies dancing.
Shit. Is it not 8 maids a-milking?
No. There is a maids a-milking, but I don't think it's 8.
Okay, good.
Maybe it is milking and then dance. It's been a long time.
I don't remember. Like,
really? You got anything here?
Because there's
I'm
ladies dancing.
That was out of 3.
I don't, like, Lords of Leaping, I only, like, vaguely remember.
All right. I'm looking it up. You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second. We're going
to
get closure.
Lindsay's still trying to figure it out.
It's been a long time since I've sang Christmas carols.
9, 10, and 11. What we got?
And all I hear is the Muppets going, ba-dum, bum, bum.
You're not thinking, ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done.
Ding, fries are done.
You make a favorite Whopper. You wear paper hats.
Would you like a fry with that? All right, here. I got you. I got you covered. I'm going to feed you, baby bird.
All right, what you got?
Also, if there's anyone out there right now going, you idiots, you jackasses, we're sorry.
We made you laugh at least, right?
All right, maybe. 12 drummers drumming.
Okay.
11.
Oh, wow, we definitely got that wrong.
11 pipers piping.
11 pipers piping. 10 lords are leaping. 9 ladies dancing. 8 maids a-milking.
Okay, so you were right.
So I wasn't wrong. 7 swans are swimming. 6 geese are laying. 5 golden rings.
But,
4 calling birds. 3 French hens. 2 turtle doves. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yep.
Yes.
That's it.
Now, let's look up another song and sing it.
No.
Well, you can do the Redneck 12 Days of Christmas.
Please no.
Yeah. I'll get Tanner on the phone real quick and ask him. One raccoon dancing, 2 buckets.
No, stop, please. I do feel like Tanner, like, he seems to be a fan of Christmas. I, for some reason, and this is probably completely wrong, but I feel like Tanner is the kind of guy, like, that would be the one thing.
We never unplugged the tractor. Billy,
hit the tractor.
Billy's on tractor duty.
I feel like Tanner. I don't know why, but I want to say that Tanner has an encyclopedic knowledge of Christmas songs.
I just
feel like that's something that would be true.
He's a big Huggle teddy bear. Of course he loves Christmas.
Okay, that's not true. A lot of people don't like Christmas.
5 NASCAR wrecks.
No, that's not it.
That's the Tanner version.
Fists of syllables.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Shane was just throwing it out there.
I was throwing it out there, Lindsay. Calm down.
What? No.
Well, okay, since you want to do favorite Christmas songs, since we might be trying to fill time anyway?
We have a lot of responses. I don't think we have to fill anything.
Oh.
But real quick, since you brought it up, let's do it. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Carol of the Bells.
Ooh, which, that's in particular a good version? One.
Not really. I like the TSO version, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra version is really good.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra have just about anything. They're just ridiculous. Yeah. I missed an opportunity to go see them a couple years ago in St. Louis, and I've been kicking myself ever since. So, if anyone out there is related to this organization or has anything to do with them, if you want to slide some free tickets our way, because I hear celebrities can do this. They can mention things on the air and they get free stuff. We would love to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Amazing. Uh-huh.
Weren't they in Cape? A few years ago,
they were in St. Louis. I don't think they've ever been in Cape.
There was one right nearby.
This is a crud town.
Well, I mean, we've had some other big stuff here.
Yeah, like, Julio. Not much. Anyway, all right. So
yeah, Carol of the Bells, like pretty much any version. I don't think I've heard a version of Carol of the Bells that I didn't like. There are even some dubstep versions out there that I really enjoy.
I really like.
I know, right?
I think it was NSYNC. There's an NSYNC version I really like. And Pentatonix. That was actually the very first Pentatonix song really I ever heard. It was randomly, I don't remember when, it was on YouTube, and I just saw this random video for Pentatonix, Carol of the Bells. And I was the first one amongst my group to know them and like them. That's my hipster band. Because I can always go, Pentatonix, that was me. I liked them first.
I mean, like, I will agree that you probably liked them before I did. However, I discovered them separately from you.
You did. No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't influence you. You found them on your own.
I did. I found it randomly listening to, like, me and Krista found an acapella station that we really liked. And your Pentatonix came on there. We're like, holy crap, this is really good.
I have to give Krista credit for introducing me to baby metal.
Yes.
Because
you remember the Wings, etc.?
Yes. Yeah. Because she told us she was going to put baby metal on, and we were like, what the hell's baby metal? And then it played, and we were like, holy crap. They actually turned the song off.
They did. They came up and said, oh, the manager accidentally skipped your song, and here's $1.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Who would have known, like, a year later, baby metal would be huge in America?
I didn't think they were huge in America. I only hear you talking about them.
Oh, no, they're huge. They're on tour right now with Red Hot Chili Peppers. They're on the cover of Kerrang! Magazine of, I think, this month. Baby Metal's big.
Wow.
Yeah. Congratulations to them, because I really like
Cubone,
Baby Metal.
Stop calling for help so I can catch you.
Per usual, during the Thursday Pokemon show, Lindsay's playing something while she talks.
So anyway.
And now she's covering, and now she looks sad.
Well, it's because she's still trying
aggravated
to catch a Cubone. Shannon, favorite Christmas
song? No, Lindsay, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Chipmunk song, because all the other ones I love have been jaded to me by work because they have like 80 gazillion remakes, but not the original one that I like.
What's the original one you like?
I what song? Like Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time at Paul McCartney.
Oh.
And they keep playing the Miley Cyrus version and every other version except that one.
What's wrong with Miley, y'all?
So many things. There's so many things wrong with that girl.
My favorite Christmas song is, it's a two-parter. Because if you'd asked me any other time in my life, I would have said it's Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, that's really good, too.
That's been my favorite Christmas song forever. But a couple years ago, I was introduced to, Is That You, Santa Claus? And that's been my favorite ever since.
Little old school Armstrong.
Yeah, Louis Armstrong. Satchmo. I call him Satchmo.
Why?
My least favorite Christmas song, I don't even know the name of the song, but there's a part in it where he says, the preacher asks if we're married and we'll say no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. I don't remember the name of the song.
Oh, da 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 da
da da da da.
Let It Snow.
Da 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 da. It's not Let It Snow.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da. I will think of the song.
Went through a winter wonderland.
Winter wonderland. Okay,
yay!
Another one that like 8 versions play at work.
Yeah, and when I worked at Shoe Carnival, there were so many versions of that song that played.
That's,
I got sick
me,
of it.
For me, Santa Baby is the one that I'm tired of because it's like every 3 songs.
Yeah,
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
I like
it if it's the Fred Astaire version.
They kept playing the I want to say it was the Jackson 5 version. At the mall.
Jackson 5 out the wazoo.
And like, it's not a bad song, but they literally had that one. I felt like, they did have different programming every hour.
But that song was in every hour.
That song was in every 30 minutes.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah. Like, cause I would just remember, and maybe it was just because it was the only one I couldn't block out. Because I honestly wouldn't hear most of the song. I wouldn't hear it until it gets to the Santa Claus. Like, yeah.
Little Michael hit that note. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, yep, there it is.
I prefer the more adult version. Santa Claus is coming and not necessarily to town.
Oh, no. I feel like
what?
That is an adult film.
This is the uncensored show, right? We got a little salty.
We stopped.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Plus, this is the Christmas episode.
That's true. Well, there was an Eazy-E album that I had, and don't ask me why I had this particular Eazy-E album, because I don't remember why.
You just had it.
It was an Eazy-E Christmas album called Merry Motherfucking Christmas. That is a Christmas classic right there. I'm going to find it tonight and post it on Lee Montgomery's wall.
There was also Ninja. There was a. Did you guys ever hear about Reliant K?
Yeah, I have one of their songs.
They have a Christmas album that's really good.
Christmas albums are one of those things that, like, at some point, every artist is almost guaranteed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, every artist, yeah. Like pretty much every artist has done a Christmas.
Well, it's because Christmas albums are bank.
Yeah, yeah,
not wrong.
Pentatonix just put their new one out.
I just wish someone would make some new Christmas songs.
Mm.
I'm not saying they're going to be good, but it would be nice to have something different than 80 versions of Santa Baby.
I'm really looking to people like the Florida Georgia Line to introduce me to a new Christmas classic. All right, I'm done.
Shannon, why?
Christmas songs are over. Christmas is dead to everybody now. So here's what we're doing.
What
we're talking
about the Pokemon Christmas album.
You have it.
I know.
I've never heard this.
It's hilarious.
That's going to be the intro song tonight.
It's such wonderful stuff. Like Meowth singing, oh, Caterpie, oh, Caterpie, oh, won't you be my Butterfree?
Oh, my.
It's so bad. It's wonderful.
The adorableness of her voice when she sang that was immediately, the illusion was gone.
Which is
when
a cackle.
The insane cackling happened afterwards.
I can't help it.
I sometimes get questions of, who's the girl on the Thursday show? She sounds so cute. Oh, she is. She's also fucking insane.
I mean, if they listen to the show, they don't have to ask that part of the question.
Oh,
I don't remember what we're talking about. Oh, we're past the music. We're past the music.
Are you sure?
Christmas music is dead now. Okay. We're talking about movies and specials. I don't have my list written down, but I'm sure I've got them in the top of my head. I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm looking through the list that everyone else sent, and pretty much every one of my movies is in here. So all I have left are the Christmas specials.
I feel like you should start with theirs.
They're going to have all of our answers, though.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, no, you start with ours.
Yeah,
and then, we get the
explanations. Yeah. Okay. So here's how we're going to do this. I was thinking, Lindsay has like a giant list.
I was just going to narrow stuff down as we went.
I've got like four.
We're going to get four each, and then Lindsay's just going to take the rest.
Okay.
That's the rule. All right, Jesse, why don't you go first? Give me your first pick of something that people need to watch. It's 12 Days of Christmas. The first 12 are free. The ones Lindsay say, that's going to be on the extra Spotify paid content.
We have paid content now?
We can. Yeah. That's an option. We just don't pick it.
Correct.
That's because it means more editing.
Do it. All right. Every Christmas, there's one movie that I have to watch, and I watch it every year. Scrooged.
You son of a bitch. That's my number one Christmas movie.
That's my number one Christmas movie.
And that's why you're friends.
Yeah. That's true.
It's a great movie.
It is. So good.
That's my favorite interpretation of A Christmas Carol.
It's one of my favorites.
It's the best interpretation of A Christmas Carol. Because
it's creepy, and it also gets me. Every time he finds the guy frozen in the sewer,
mm-hmm.
and then at the end when he gives the big speech about it can happen to you and you'll want it every day, I go like, damn it, you make me want to be a better person until the credits stop. At that point, I no longer care.
Yep, and now back to business as usual.
Back to being an asshole.
Every year. I think you and I have even tried to coordinate this where we watch it at the same time, but it just never works out.
I've got it on Blu-ray, and last year, I mean, Lindsay and I and Bob sometimes, we'll watch an entire set of movies for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There's ones we watch all the time, and Scrooge is always like the last one, or try to make it the last one, because that's the one for me. That's always been just my favorite absolute Christmas film. Yep. So
that's my quintessential Christmas movie.
Yeah. And it's back when I liked Bill Murray still. I still like him for the most part, but especially in that movie, death is just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just a scary interpretation of death.
Yes.
The cab driver, the part where
I love the cab driver,
the part where Bill Murray cries and seeing his mother, like every single part of that movie gets to me. Just a damn good Christmas film.
It is. It
not
really
for
is.
The kids, though.
No.
It's a little bit adult.
Yeah. I mean, isn't there straight up nudity at the beginning of it? Like when he's doing the play? I want to say that there actually is nudity in the film.
At one point, yeah. Because they're like.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because they're making the Christmas Carol in your face.
Well, there's. All right. There's
not.
No,
like,
I'm
not
talking about
out
nudity.
It's not that. Yeah. Like,
they got like Vegas showgirls, though.
They do. And then one part you can see a girl's nipple, I'm pretty sure. But
yeah.
That's as far as it goes. I mean, it's very subtle.
It's not full frontal.
Yeah, it's
by
like
any
she's
means,
not pulling her top off or anything.
Right.
But it's also kind of scary. Like, some of the parts in that movie are legitimately terrifying, especially
right.
if you're a little kid.
Especially once you get to the, I mean, like, and that's every rendition of
what
Christmas
about
Carol.
The part where he's in the coffin as it's burning, that ain't in any other Christmas Carol.
No, it's not. But I was just going to say, like, in every one, the ghost of
the
Christmas
building.
Future is always terrifying.
Death is always scary.
Yeah.
As he should be.
Right.
Yeah. There should be nothing more terrifying than death.
And I'm trying to think of, there was another one. It's not Scrooge.
Carol Kane was awesome in that movie.
There was another rendition of,
You talking about the Jim Carrey animated one?
No.
I'm thinking of it. It was another live action one, that also had just like the creepiest death ever. Oh, God. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's not that important.
Okay. So Scrooge, Jesse and Shannon's number one pick together, but now I have to think of a different one. Lindsay, go ahead.
Well, I usually start my Christmas season off with White Christmas. It's usually what I put on while I decorate the tree.
That's Bing Crosby?
Uh-huh.
He beat his kids.
You know what? I don't care. I like the movie.
With Sweet Palancia Oranges.
And he has some real classic Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen it.
Yes, you have. Or at least you've seen bits and pieces while I had it on.
Everybody's seen bits and pieces, but I've never sat down and watched
it's
the film.
It's so good.
It's hard for me to sit down and watch Christmas movies because, like, I love Christmas, but I also hate Christmas. Because when I was a kid, and I'm not going to turn this into a whole hey, I miss my mom thing, but when I was a kid, you believed that Christmas was a great time of the year and everybody loved each other and, oh, we're all coming together and all that. But when you get older and when you work retail especially, you see that Christmas is just the biggest asshole season where they come in, demand things, get mad at you when you don't have what they're looking for because their bratty ass kid wants something that's out of stock. Christmas really gets ruined for you. So it's hard for me to sit down and watch movies that are going to try to remind me of that great feeling inside when that feeling is dead. So I prefer the Christmas horror films. I prefer things that, you know, are entertaining and don't try to bullshit me with, you know, thoughts of love and peace.
Cause, and honestly, I really did up until like recently, like, feel a lot the same way. I guess, like, I don't work retail near as much as you do anymore.
That's true.
Since I'm, you know, down to very little retail time.
And this retail is, I mean, Gaming Grounds is great. Like,
especially compared to GameStop.
Yeah. Like, it was a nightmare there. It's not nearly as bad here, but yeah. It's even when I go out shopping, you know,
And I mean, you see that other stuff. Like, and honestly, since I don't go out shopping often, like, I very rarely buy anything other than.
You just avoided it.
I avoid, like, people.
Yeah.
Like, but see, I know what's out there. I don't want to see.
I know what's out there. And plus, I'm a news hound. I've always got my nose in the news and in, you know, CNN and
I mean,
and
that's always different than, like, because you were telling me today about the story, like, when you went to Best Buy today and there was this woman just screaming.
Lindsay was there.
And, there's this woman just screaming at the cashiers.
And there was no reason to scream.
Yeah.
At all.
And, like, I legitimately, these days when I see something like that, I like to walk up and just tell them, like, yes, screaming like a small child will get you what you want.
So I'm sick of adult temper tantrums.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, since I don't work retail anymore, well, I mean, outside of, like, Gaming Grounds, like, I've been on the other side of that, and it's stupid. And I hate it when people do that. And I have the power, being a random customer, to just walk up and, you know, to this other random customer and tell them that they're being idiots.
Verbal bitch slap them.
Because I know that's what the employees want.
Oh, yeah, but they can't.
Right.
Because the customer's always right. And Lindsay and I agree that that is a mentality that needs to die.
Yeah.
Just like boys will be boys, the customer's not always right.
No.
Customer's rarely right in my experience.
You always cater to the customer. When
if the
GameStop,
store screws up something legitimately, yes, take care of the customer. But if the customer's just being a dick because they're not getting their way on something that is policy, screw them.
Yeah. At GameStop, how many times did we see that they would cater to the worst people?
Mm-hmm.
We would screw the good people because they accepted it. And then we cater to the people that cause problems.
Yeah, but I know, like, especially me and you, like, if somebody was being, like, polite, if there was literally anything in our power that we could do, we would do it.
And if they were rude, we would do everything in our power to screw them.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yes. Merry Christmas. That's what you get.
Yeah, the douchier you are to your cashier or your sales rep or your customer service agent, whatever, the more of a douche you are, the less willing they are to help you.
There's the Christmas spirit I was looking for this episode.
Because
Christmas.
Can we not talk about work anymore? Because it really is starting to put me in a bad mood.
You brought it up.
No, I didn't.
You did. You brought up White Christmas.
That has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's where
White
the tangent
Christmas
began.
Is about two showbiz guys going to help their old commanding officer from the army from going bankrupt.
Whenever we do sound checks and I go, okay, talk
you
how you're going to talk.
You never account for Lindsay getting angry.
You never account for
her
screaming into the microphone.
But anyway, that started with, you were talking about you don't like watching Christmas movies because.
I know.
I'm trying to get us back on track now. Like, alright, so.
All right, Lindsay, tell me why you like White Christmas.
I like the music.
It's a classic. What's your favorite song from White Christmas?
Oh,
is it White Christmas?
No, that's I'm really a big hard. Fan. I actually,
dreaming
I know it's really good too.
Oh, why?
But I like the minstrel medley.
Christmas. Your turn.
I like the minstrel medley.
Oh, you're supposed to keep singing.
Just like the ones
just
we used
like
to.
The ones I used to know.
Yeah, there we go.
There, you want me to bust it out?
I don't remember the rest.
Where the treetops glisten,
and children listen,
to sleigh bells ringing in the snow.
I saw grandma run over by a reindeer.
Yeah. No.
No, literally once I saw my grandma get run over by a reindeer.
You did it, you
grandma
liar.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Tanner.
I thought song time was over.
All right, my first pick, since you took the one I wanted the most, I'm going to say Gremlins.
Yeah, that's
again,
another classic.
I don't like the feel good Christmas movies because they're a lie. So I enjoy things like Gremlins because there's little monsters.
And the most depressing Christmas story.
There is
in
about Phoebe Cates' dad. Yeah, that still bugs me to this day. There's a lot of people that say Gremlins isn't a Christmas movie. In the same vein that Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie. If it takes place during Christmas, in my opinion, it's a Christmas movie.
It gets
movie.
Gizmo as a Christmas present, basically.
Yeah, he was talking about he was trying to get home for Christmas.
Yeah, those are Christmas films.
It's a Christmas movie.
If you have a movie take place during Thanksgiving, it's a Thanksgiving film, right?
Yeah.
Do they make movies based around Thanksgiving that aren't directed by Tyler Perry?
I don't think so.
Medea's Thanksgiving.
I can't think of any. Yeah, Medea's Thanksgiving or the nutty the clumps get Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know. I'm sure that's
I see that movie. It's just called The Clumps Get Thanksgiving Dinner. It's just Eddie Murphy eating for an hour and a half.
With all of his other versions.
With all his characters. I mean,
to be completely fair, that's a lot of what their scenes were in The Nutty Professor. Because their meals were bigger than my family's Thanksgiving dinner.
Because they were fat, Jesse.
That was the joke.
You get it?
I get it. Oh. It's so much funnier now that we've explained it to everyone.
If you haven't seen Gremlins, do yourself a favor and go watch
it.
Because it's one of the greatest movies of all time.
If you're too young to have seen Gremlins, go watch it.
It's also,
I showed it to her last year.
Also,
if
you watched it when you were young, watch it again because there are things you missed.
And then go watch the sequel because it's also good.
Because it's awesome.
It has nothing to do with Christmas, though.
It doesn't matter.
It's not.
Okay, so we got Scrooged, White Christmas, and Gremlins. Jesse.
Next one we're going to go with is Elf.
Well, Lindsay's marking something.
No, I was going to actually physically write down what we've done.
Yeah, keep a record of it, and then we'll make a little calendar for it.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Elf. I always did really like that movie with Will Ferrell.
Bob Newhart.
Yes.
Faison Love.
Mm-hmm.
I'd actually...
Zooey Deschanel's in the movie, too, I think.
She is. Very pretty.
She's very pretty. That was the first movie I saw her in, and that actually started a little bit of a crush on Zooey Deschanel.
I think
she's real pretty.
A lot of people, yeah, her and Katy Perry.
Because Katy Perry and Zooey Deschanel are the same person with two exceptions.
And Emily Blunt. Almost all three of them look exactly the same.
It's kind of true.
That's what's the exceptions?
True. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I just got it. I legitimately just got it.
I'm still in the dark, so you can fill me in later.
I'll keep you abreast of it later. Don't worry.
Gotcha.
So
never mind, I get it now.
Billy, do you get it? Billy got it.
Sorry, Billy. But no, Elf. Like I always just, it's a fun movie. It's not like, you know, the super in your face kind of Christmas stuff, but at the same time,
cheesy.
It is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's the right amount and correct kind of campy.
Yeah.
And I love the wink back to the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Rankin Bass animation, taking all the elf costumes and even the animation style at the beginning of the movie.
Yep.
Elf's a good one.
Yeah.
I like
Elf a lot. It's a really good movie.
Lindsay?
Oh, and it has Peter Dinklage.
Does it really?
Yeah. Remember, he's the one they're trying to pitch story ideas to.
Oh man, it's been so long since I've seen it, and I had no idea who Peter Dinklage was at the time.
Yeah.
I need to go back and watch. You know, Peter Dinklage was also in an episode of Oz.
No, I did not know
he
that.
He was thrown off and killed in like a flashback scene.
You know, Peter Dinklage is the one that Will Ferrell kept calling an elf and asking him how he got this far south.
Okay. Okay.
The dink.
Oh my.
Lindsay?
Oh, you know my next one.
Emmett Otter's White Christmas.
Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
That's what it was, yeah.
It's so good. It's the Jim Henson Muppet
one that was done
in the 70s. It's so good.
That's the one that Ethan was quoting for a long time.
$50.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, we kind of walked around and did that. In fact, his little picture up there has $50 on it or what, but yeah.
$50?
It's good. And even better than it is the extras of the...
Yes! There's a scene where they're outside a music store. And a drum is supposed to roll out the door and kind of do the little like spin around thing and fall flat. And they shot that scene over 200 times because during the first practice shot, it did what Henson wanted. And after that, it did not do it at all. And just listening to Frank Oz and Jerry Nelson's banter as their puppet characters, as they're doing this take over and over and over and over again, is hilarious.
It really is.
Mind you, these guys are under the stage with their arms above their heads for over 200 takes. So they're getting tired.
And Frank Oz is hilarious in it. I wish he had voiced the mother instead of the person that did.
Yeah.
Because Frank Oz is always funny.
That was
You're not wrong.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
That scene alone, that outtake section alone is worth a YouTube lookup because it is hilarious.
I want to say Jingle All the Way, but I'm not. Because there is no way I can make that into a good Christmas film.
You could say that on Dalton's behalf. He's still a huge fan of that movie.
I'm a big fan of it, too, because, you know, Schwarzenegger, Sinbad, Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
What's not to like? Big Show.
Big Show was in it.
As a crazy Santa.
The gigantic Santa.
Yeah. But I in good conscience, I can't. So I'm going to say a little known horror film that Bob introduced me to, which it's not the best movie ever, but it's very interesting. It's called Rare Exports.
Good movie. I'm sorry that I can't speak correctly this evening.
It is about I think it's Norwegian, and it's about a little kid who, God, I forget the exact plot of it because it's foreign, so it was hard to keep up with. It is subtitled.
Basically, it's about they kids find Santa misbehaving because their Santa Claus is supposed to punish bad kids.
Nope, that's Krampus.
No.
Yeah.
Weren't they tied together because kids were going missing?
No. What movie did you watch?
I remember them trapping a creature that was Santa Claus, and they cleaned him up.
That was one of Santa's elves.
Are you sure?
Because Santa was actually in a block of ice with the horn sticking out. What movie did you watch?
I don't know.
So Rare Exports is about a kid who they find Santa, and Santa turns out to be this giant demon monster, and he's in a block of ice. And then they have to deal with all of these elves that they then process at the end and sell them as like new Santas. And that's what the Rare Exports is. You can buy a Santa. There's just rules you have to follow or else they attack you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you sure these aren't the same ones? Because the kid was freaking out at first that he was going to get in trouble.
Yeah, but that's very different from they kidnapped him. I don't remember kids getting kidnapped in that movie. Are you thinking of Ernest Scared Stupid?
No, I'm not.
That caught me off guard.
I don't know what the hell she's talking about. Man, I'm starting to wonder if I saw the movie. I have to phone a friend.
I mean, I'm sure I'm probably getting movies mixed up.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Because we've watched multiple foreign Christmas movies.
There was another one. I don't remember what it was called, but it was really terrible. Bob and I were excited. Where Santa was like a killer. I don't know. It was terrible. Jesse, go on.
My next one's probably... I'm going to say Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's fine.
It's a classic.
That's just as she's marking things off her list. Like I said, it's really hard for us not to pick the same movies. We're very like-minded.
That's very true. It's very true.
I mean, to be fair, I watched Nightmare Before Christmas on Halloween and then again at Christmas.
It works for both.
Yeah, it's just as much a Christmas movie as it is a Halloween movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And like most holiday goers, it skips Thanksgiving.
And if you pride yourself on Nightmare Before Christmas and you think it's Tim Burton's best film, it's not a Tim Burton film.
Nope.
I don't know how many times I have to tell people that.
He came up with the original creation and plot device of it, but he did not actually
direct it. Or, yeah.
Yeah, because he wrote, like, it's a Tim Burton story.
He's a producer, basically.
Yeah, he is, because it is called Tim Burton's A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Because it was his idea.
Yeah, yes. Like, he wrote it. He just didn't direct it.
He worked on all of that stuff at Disney while he was working on Fox and the Hound, The Black Cauldron.
They just slap his name on it more because he's popular.
Well, no, I mean,
well, they
kind of
had to because he's the one who wanted to make it, but Disney owned all the rights to it, seeing that he started it while he still worked at Disney. Because,
yeah, I mean, he was the creative mind behind it. So technically it was a Tim Burton movie. It just wasn't directed by Tim Burton.
Most people give him credit for the directing.
And he wasn't there for most of it because he was working on Batman.
Which is a better film.
Well,
I like The Nightmare Before Christmas. I didn't like it for the longest time.
Oh, I love it. It scared me when I was little.
It did me too. It made me uncomfortable. The part where the kid pulls the head out of the box.
What did Santa get you for Christmas?
Like, legitimately, even when I was a kid, most of that movie didn't bother me until the final fight with the boogeyman.
Oogie.
I don't know why, but Oogie just messed me up when I was a kid. Especially when he busted, like, I remember whenever he gets unsewn and he just turns into all the bugs. I'm like, the fight has not won. Yeah. It's not done yet.
Those bugs are still alive. Till you smash every one of those bugs, Oogie Boogie can come back.
Mm-hmm.
There is still a problem, because I also had a huge, huge bug phobia when I was a kid. Like, I remember me and my little brother, like, because my little brother is the same way. I remember he and I woke up one morning and there was just like a camel cricket in our room. And we just started screaming until my mom came in and killed the bug. I mean, granted, this was when I was like 3 or 4 years old.
Jesse, stall for time.
I was really young. I'm trying to really hard. I've given out so many more details for this story than I wanted to. All right, so let's see. This is...
I don't
know what else to say. Hey, welcome back.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was not tactful.
We should probably remember not to bring DSs and phones and everything to the...
Phones are fine, just as long as we're not playing on them.
I'm sorry that my stylus doesn't stay in my DS system.
So, yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas.
I like it.
Nightmare Before Christmas is
a great film. What's your favorite song from it?
I don't know. That's a really hard pick. Probably I don't know, This Is Halloween or What Is This? Or What's This, I think is the name of the song.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, the one where he first finds Christmas Town.
Did you ever hear the arranged album, the remixes?
It's so good.
Yeah, with Marilyn Manson, did one of them.
Flyleaf does that song. It's real good.
It's really good.
Corn's
I like it a lot.
Mr. Santa Claus.
Corn kidnaps Mr. Santa Claus. Lindsay, what's your third one?
My third one, I'm going to go with one of my Christmas specials from TV.
And explain why.
Because it took me forever to get it on DVD. Because it's one of those ones that it literally aired for like, I think it aired in like 86 and 87 and then went off the air. And then Disney Channel put it back on sometime randomly in the 80s, and I taped it on VHS, and my mother recorded over it with Dante's Peak.
What's wrong with Dante's Peak?
Nothing, but it's not that good of a movie, and she recorded over one of my favorite Christmas specials that wasn't aired on TV anymore.
Well, I think that has Pierce Brosnan. You might be wrong on that one. You didn't even tell us what the damn thing is.
That's because you told me why! It's Will Vinton's Claymation Christmas. It's the guy who did the California Raisins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was my older, my older brother loved that thing. We got it on DVD years ago.
Also,
it took me forever to find that DVD.
Dante's Peak does have Pierce Brosnan.
That's fine. It's a natural disaster movie when that was the thing.
Did you say natural?
Natural disaster.
She's getting so angry.
Yeah, Shannon might not make it to the end of the show, folks.
I like it and I don't like it because I watched it as a kid a lot and there's something about claymation that has always creeped me out.
See, I have huge respect for it because it takes so much patience.
Especially back in the 90s.
Yeah, you know, I respect the hell out of it. It's just, it scared me. There was a movie I put on my Halloween list called The Gate that had little claymation demons in it. And it's the same thing. Like the claymation,
they just freak you out.
The way they move, because it's that herky jerky motion.
It's a big old goofy dinosaur.
It's a fun show. The thing with that one though is that some of it's entertaining and funny,
and some parts are boring.
Some parts are boring, but in a really awe inspiring way. Like the one about the three kings.
Uh-huh.
You know, that one, that's probably my least favorite one because it is so boring,
but
it's also so well done.
I like the music of it. I like the chorus of it. Oh, I like the camels.
The hell with those camels.
I like the doo-wop camels.
The doo-wop camels.
Although I will say this, the one that I didn't like the most when I was a kid was the Joy to the World sequence, but like after going through animation in college, I have so much respect for that because that's all oil paint on glass. And it is amazing.
Didn't that one also have a Carol of the Bells in it?
Yes, and it was hilarious, and I totally didn't get the joke when I was little because they were doing it in Notre Dame Cathedral with Maestro Quasimodo, and I didn't get it till I was older.
I remember really liking that part.
The stupid bell.
It was really funny to me. I also really liked the California Raisins.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, everybody loves the California Raisins.
Of course.
I always liked the ice skating walruses. That looked like potatoes.
Still creepy.
Yeah, because like I said, I think my older brother still has that on DVD.
And, I hunted for it forever and finally ended up getting it off Amazon a few years ago.
It's one of those things that I watched as a kid and I forgot that I watched it as a kid. And then she watched it and I was like, I remember this. The memory started flooding back to me.
Because mm-hmm. I remember, I want to say this exact thing came up last year.
Probably.
And I remember thinking like, wait, no, this sounds really, yes.
I
know. I
have that
this.
Effect with old cartoons.
Speaking of old cartoons, my third pick is going to be, I'm going to steal this one from Lindsay too. She's about to mark it off.
Okay.
Garfield's Christmas.
Yay!
That's one that I can't really get through without crying generally.
But it's so good.
There's a part where Garfield gives Grandma a stack of letters from her deceased husband. And, you know, she's talking about it. And that just gets me every time. You know, that's the part of Christmas I don't like is the one that's like, oh yeah, we lost people. It's like, yeah, we did. You damn right. So I try to avoid that as best I can, but I love Garfield.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's Garfield. Of course it's good. Garfield did,
and all the Garfield holiday specials have awesome music.
This is old Garfield too. This isn't like that new animated Garfield, like the 3D animation. No, we're talking about classic Garfield and Friends Garfield.
Right.
So the Garfield Christmas special, if you could track it down, it's really good. It's entertaining. It's funny as hell. It's also really sweet. It's just a classic. It's just amazing. That's all I'll say
I concur.
It was good.
It's so good.
Up next.
I'm gonna say How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yay!
Both the original animated version and the Jim Carrey.
No,
I liked
just
them both.
No,
I liked them both.
Billy,
I like the Christmas song that came out of the new one. Where Are You Christmas?
Yeah, that was really.
But
good.
The rest of that movie, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I love Jim Carrey, but no.
Yeah, I liked the movie. Then again, to be fair, with that movie, I haven't seen the Jim Carrey version since I saw it in theaters.
You remember the little girl? Yes. Cindy Lou Who?
Yeah, she got real hot.
She is.
Is that what you were going for?
Taylor Momsen, the lead singer of The Pretty Reckless.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had seen her growing up. I didn't know that was, that she was.
She's gorgeous. Also, she's one of the few people that Tim Gunn ever called a bitch.
Really?
Oh yeah. He went on to like whatever soap opera that she was on. It was like One Tree Hill or something. And he worked on that show and he said she was just like a spoiled bitch. And like, that's Tim Gunn calling you a bitch.
Yeah.
And that's like the nicest dude in the world.
That's saying something.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. And so like, I will say that with, I'll put that disclaimer on it. I really enjoyed watching that movie in theaters. That's how long it's been since I've seen it. And also, it came out in, what, 2000, 2001?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, I would have been, like, 13?
It was Lil Jesse.
I will
Lil
always Jesse. Take the animated one over everything.
No, I still, every couple of years, I watch the animated one at least.
Every year.
My favorite.
Every year.
My favorite version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas is the episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns... is
yes.
he cuts off the power to the city and he does the exact same mannerisms.
Yep.
He
has the same set of
lines.
Yeah, yeah. It's a complete illusion. Yeah.
It's hilarious. That's the best.
So great. I love the music in it.
I've never liked How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, really? I love it.
Yeah, I don't know why.
The original one is just fantastic.
It's got Tony the Tiger.
It's so good. And I will throw out just an honorable mention for Christmas specials. Any of the Doctor Who Christmas specials. Especially if you're a Doctor Who fan.
Billy. He's nodding. I feel the nodding before I ever saw it.
Billy agrees. No, yeah, like most of, even if you're not a Doctor Who fan, you can actually watch the Doctor Who Christmas specials completely standalone. They're their own independent stories, completely unrelated to the rest of the timeline. In fact, in the Matt Smith version, and Billy can correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to say in the first Matt Smith Christmas special, it's an entirely, like, he is the only pre-existing character. Everybody else is completely different. Am I right on that, Billy? Billy's giving me the nodding. Nod.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
He's giving me the thumbs up.
Yeah. So, yes. With all the trees. Yep. Yeah. So, that one is just, it's a completely standalone story and it's actually really cool. And it's a pretty good intro. Like, if you ever thought about, like, you know what? I might give Doctor Who a shot. Check out the Christmas specials. They're worth it.
Yeah. Lindsay?
Actually, no. I'm going to go with my absolute favorite Muppet one, A Muppet Family Christmas. And it will probably never see the light of day beyond YouTube because of ownership rights.
But we've watched it, and it is really cool
because
Big Bird's in it.
And that's why it will never see the light of day on DVD, because Sesame Street is owned by the Children's Broadcasting Association. Disney owns the Muppets, and Henson Company still has control of Fraggle Rock. And all three of those properties are in this special, and that is why I love it. Mostly because of Fraggle Rock was in it, and Fraggle Rock hadn't been on TV in years. Because
all of those are Henson Muppets, right?
Yes. Yeah. And, I mean, Jim Henson's at the end of the film doing dishes with Sprocket in the kitchen.
There you go. Yeah,
it's
been
so good.
Long time since I've seen that.
I'd never seen it until she showed it to me.
I love it. I bust out the VCR so I can watch it. Or last year, I think I did just look it up on YouTube and rewatch it. So.
We did. I think we just popped it on the screen.
It's my favorite. They all go to Fozzie's mom's house out in the country to have a good old country Christmas and wreck her holiday because she was going to go to Florida.
And I like the Swedish chef is trying to cook someone.
Big Bird.
Yeah, he's trying to cook Big Bird.
Well, no, there's the turkey, and the turkey convinces him that Big Bird is a bigger turkey. And instead, they end up having bird seed.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Shredded wheat and bird seed.
All right, Shannon, what's your last one?
You know, I've been trying to think of one, and I'm sure there's going to be some movie. Because, like, a lot of the ones I want to pick, other people have covered, so I'll let them pick it. I was trying to think of something more obscure that meant something to me specifically for Christmas. But I can't think of anything. I'd like to say The Simpsons, because there's a couple of Christmas episodes that I really, really like. One we watched earlier where Bart steals the video game from the store and...
That one's a classic
really
one.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
The one where they find Santa's little helper.
That very first episode. Simpsons roasting on an open fire, yeah. I also would like to say the Aqua Teen Hunger Force Christmas special.
Yes!
Where they get the Chechnyan prostitute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
or the robot of Christmas Future Past or whatever he is.
There's a lot of really good ones. I am going to cheat and say there was one thing that I used to do for Christmas every year. I probably mentioned this on the show before.
Oh, I know where this is going.
I used to watch Sailor Moon all month long leading up to Christmas. I don't know why. It just became a tradition. I had them on VHS. I'd pop a VHS in and just sit in my room every day, all day, because I didn't have a job and I didn't go to school at the time. So I literally just vegetated. And that was my favorite thing to do back then. I don't do it anymore, obviously. I'm way too busy. I can't find the time to watch anything between work and this show and my personal life. Like, it's so busy. I don't have time for anything. But if you have a moment, grab some old DIC dubs of Sailor Moon, pop them in, and
S movie has Tuxedo Mask dressed up as Santa Claus for a minute.
It sure does.
Because I just remember Sailor Moon and Chibi Moon looking up, and they're like, Santa? No.
They're easily fooled.
It sure,
yes, they are.
It sure does. Oh, wait, no. Wasn't the King of the Hill episode where Bill
starts crying?
That was a good episode.
Yeah, because it's just... It starts the cold open.
Is that the one with the lizard?
It's just them out there, like, it's them basically out by the fence like they normally are. And they're just sitting there drinking.
Crying.
Yeah, Bill just out of nowhere.
Is that the one where Bill starts dressing up as a woman, or yes. Is that the one with the lizard? Or is that the same episode?
That's the same episode.
Okay.
Yeah. And he composes himself, and then he starts crying again, and then it just starts playing Christmas music.
Yep. It was the worst cold open, worst and best.
It's the only episode of King of the Hill Bob can't watch. It makes him uncomfortable. Scrap Sailor Moon, track down the episode of King of the Hill where Bill cries at the beginning and then dresses like a woman.
He's literally having, like, throughout this episode, he is having a psychotic break.
Yeah, over his ex-wife, Lenore.
Yep. Which, like, you hear about all the time up to this episode.
Oh, my
and, like,
God.
You really get some interesting, like, this is the first time we really go in-depth on Lenore. And I know those of you out there that aren't fans of the show King of the Hill.
Go to hell.
you're probably listening to this thing like King of the Hill in depth. No, that show like legitimately went places a lot of
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
Like it was actually just a really well done TV show.
And there were so many parts of Christmas time, especially where Bill would try to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like that show got dark real quick.
Especially on Christmas episodes.
Especially with Bill.
Yeah.
So go track down that episode. That's our picks. Lindsay, I'm going to read off everyone else's.
That's fine.
And I want you to mark them off if they're on your list.
Okay.
And then at the end, we'll see what you have left.
Okay.
All right. All right. Aaron Picard. We asked you guys. We said, hey, what do you got? This is what you said. Aaron Picard said Muppet Christmas Carol, of course. Patrick Stewart's Christmas Carol, which I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And is good.
I think that's Patrick the one Stewart. I was thinking of that's that has like of? The death at the end, like where it's, I don't even remember why it's super creepy now, but I want to say that's the one.
Well,
I'm going to look it up while you're talking.
You usually can't go wrong with Patrick Stewart, to be fair.
It's a Wonderful Life. Classic. Although, not many people know, It's a Wonderful Life, box office bomb. Box office poison. Became a cult classic later and is now a Christmas classic, but at the time did poorly.
Never tell you why I hate that movie.
Hmm.
My mom wanted to make it a family tradition. That's just the one thing that she wanted to do every Christmas, and we did for several years. Christmas Eve, we would get in the living room and we would always watch It's a Wonderful Life. And I always dreaded it because I'm not a fan of that movie.
Yeah, it's okay, but I'm not.
Like, it's a movie I think everybody should see once.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Like A Christmas Story.
Yes.
TNT's yeah. all day.
They
every
ruined
day.
It. That, yeah. I liked that movie at one point in time and I cannot stand it.
When I was real little, that was my dad's thing. Like, every year, TNT, he yep. just had that on loop.
My cousins, Christmas Day.
He loved
Day.
That movie.
If
Can't
we,
do it.
If we were nope. at Grandma's on Christmas Day, it was on the TV because they put it on.
The Peanuts Christmas Special.
Yay.
It's really good.
The Three Godfathers starring John Wayne and Castle in the Sky because it's my favorite movie and I always watch it.
Yay, Castle in the Sky.
Our old friend Jared Davis, he said, my go-to Christmas movies are Batman Returns and Die Hard because it is a Christmas movie. Christmas isn't an important plot point at any time, really, but it happens during Christmas, and I call it close enough. Agreed.
Yep.
JR continued, also, if I could find it, that terrible Star Wars holiday special, which Lindsay and I talked about before.
We did discuss this earlier tonight.
Yeah. The one thing George Lucas said, if he could find every copy, he would bash it with a sledgehammer. Unfortunately, George, now it's the age of the internet. So if you want, go to YouTube and look up the Star Wars holiday special. You can find it on there. It's available. Aaron Picard then followed up with a question, will Gaming Grounds run any Life Day sales? You better believe it. Life Day being Christmas in that movie. Anyway,
yeah.
Brandy Calvert, Tanner's wife, who's pregnant, very pregnant, and about to pop soon. So congratulations to Tanner. That's why he's not here, allegedly. She said Wizard of Oz, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, and the I Love Lucy Christmas special, and Elf. I've seen most of those. Wizard of Oz is an odd choice, though.
I used to watch Wizard of Oz at Christmas time. It was always on TV, also. Hmm.
Double H, Hunter Hendricks, our old friend, says National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is required viewing. It's one of the only Christmas movies I watch any time of the year, but it's so much better at this time of the year. And then he followed up, is your house on fire, Clark? Which Tanner replied, the shitter was full. Anyway, Austin Lane, the best of the best from Rope to Rope, Pillar to Post. Pillar to Post, Rope to Rope. Rope to Rope, Pillar to Post.
Now you're messing it up.
From Rope to Rope, Pillar to, from Pillar to Post. Rope to Rope. No, it's Rope to Rope, Pillar to Post. I was right the first time. Screw it, Dalton. Our old friend Austin Lane said, Die Hard, Rocky IV, and Ghostbusters 2. Ghostbusters is good for any occasion. Oh, and Gremlins 1 and 2. He then went on to give another answer, Lethal Weapon and Batman Returns. Thank you, Austin. It's good to hear from you. Hope to see you again in CCW very, very soon, by the way. Would love to come up there and see you wrestle in Arkansas with that red carpet and whatnot. And then Brandy Calvert came back, said Nightmare Before Christmas, A Christmas Story, and Home Alone, which nobody picked Home Alone.
I had it on my list. I just, it was not in my top.
It was one of the ones that I thought about because I did really, really like that movie as a kid.
Mm-hmm. As a kid, I did. Now I can't stand it.
I haven't seen it in years.
I can't
stand it.
It's
been so long since I watched it, I wouldn't mind watching it again.
I don't want to watch it. I can't stand Macaulay Culkin in that movie. I just can't stand him. He was the guy back then, and everything he did just annoyed me to death. Rob Miller said Die Hard, Gremlins, Home Alone, Christmas Vacation, Muppet Christmas Carol, and Muppet Family Christmas.
Yay!
Hey, somebody else had it. I've been known to watch these incessantly through December and early January, or possibly year-round. Nightmare Before Christmas would have made the list, but I do watch it year-round. Of course you can. Why not? Josh Carter. You remember Josh Carter, Jesse?
Yeah.
Or old buddy Carter?
Yeah, I think he still works at GameStop down there, maybe.
A Very Merry Christmas.
Which I've seen on there, but I actually still haven't seen it.
And then Aaron probably gave my favorite answer. Christmas Abe Goes to Summer Camp. You may remember, starring Troy McClure. My favorite Troy McClure movie is still Dot M for Murderousness. Lee Montgomery, whoop whoop, said Krampus and The Night Before Christmas. Krampus was a really good movie. You still need to see that.
Yeah, I need to watch that one still.
Jesse, did you see Krampus yet?
No, not yet.
We're going to play that here at the store around Christmas time because there's a couple movies I want to bring in and watch at Christmas that I don't think you guys have seen, like Rare Exports. I would like to find it. It used to be on Netflix. It's not anymore. I think Bob might have it. But I know Allie has Krampus on Blu-ray, so we'll bring that in and watch it. It's actually a really good Christmas movie because it's scary, it's creepy, it's gory. It's everything you want from Christmas.
Yeah, sounds like right up my alley for Christmas.
Right up your alley? Aaron Picard then also said See No Evil, which just makes no goddamn sense.
No.
Thanks, Aaron. And speak of the devil, Allie says, me and my brother used to watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas every year. It isn't a good movie, but it was something I would do with my brother. She's clearly talking about the Jim Carrey version.
Yeah, because the animated one is awesome.
The animated version is really good. I know I've...
That used to be our into Christmas when we were little, because on Thanksgiving, TNT would play it at like 8 o'clock at night, and that was just kind of like the start of into your Halloween movie. Wow, Christmas. I'm tired. Good night.
I think you got Halloween on the brain.
I too many Nightmare Before Christmas entries.
I think that's going to be the major argument every year that people have is what's the better holiday, Christmas or Halloween?
I like them both for different reasons.
Yeah, I still like, if I had to give my choice of, you know, what would happen every year, be Halloween or every month or whatever, or more frequently, I don't know, or got more attention, it would probably be Halloween.
Does Halloween need more attention?
Yes.
I like costumes.
Like, honestly, like,
I like seeing people like you in costumes.
The one thing that
you
all
pick the best ones.
Mm.
The one thing that I like about Christmas over Halloween, I like snow.
I love snow.
Love snow. Like, snow is the big tipping point. Like,
snow is the big tipping point. And let me just go on a record and say, I love the thought that everyone likes each other and they're nice to each other and that we all treat each other well at Christmas time.
If only that actually happens.
Yeah,
when it actually happens. It's just, you don't see it. People still, Christmas brings out the worst in people. It's like a bigger excuse to treat
everyone,
people like dirt.
Not everyone, but a lot of people.
I try to treat people right all year round.
Yep.
I don't just make an effort at Christmas time because Jesus wanted me to.
Yeah, like, yeah. Also, going backwards real quick, I couldn't find the picture I was thinking of, but I think I sort of did. In the Patrick Stewart one, the Ghost of Christmas Present, whenever he opens up his cloak, does he have like the gross looking little kids?
That's Future.
Is that Future?
Yeah,
in the Patrick Stewart version?
Well, that's every version. That death will open, under his cloak is like souls.
Cause I did find a picture of the Ghost of Christmas Present that had like some, like starving, gross looking kids.
Ew.
Under his cloak.
Oh, I haven't seen that. You'll have to show me that. And while you're showing me that, Lindsay,
I don't remember that.
What do you have left on the list that people need to watch that we didn't already hear?
Okay. Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Is that an older one or is that a new one?
It was done in the 80s. Okay. It was one of the returns to them actually animating Mickey Mouse.
Awesome.
But better yet, it actually had Scrooge McDuck.
Boy. I can't do his voice.
I know you can't.
But he passed away this year, didn't
he? I know. It was really sad.
Very, very sad. What was it? It was Alan something, I think.
I don't remember either. I feel so bad about that, too, because DuckTales was like one of my favorite cartoons growing up.
I know. But don't worry, because we're going to do a show on December...
December
29th.
All the entertainment people we've met lost.
Well, not just that. It's just going to be a look back, a year in review thing. Okay, that's definitely the Ghost of Christmas Present, but I don't remember. I've never seen the Patrick Stewart version.
I was going to say, I think that's the Patrick Stewart one.
I don't know. It looks really old. I don't know.
Okay. Go ahead, Lindsay. And then I have the Chipmunk Christmas. Now, mind you, this is the old animated Chipmunks. Nothing new. None of this CG crap.
Yeah, no CG.
Back where they're trying to get a harmonica, which is awesome. And then everything else on my list is Rankin Bass related.
Well, so name them off.
So we've got Jack Frost.
Yeah.
Rankin Bass, not the terrible live action.
Whoa, hold on. Damn it. That's what I should have put on my list. Not the Michael Keaton one, but the one where it was
the scary one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Scary is a loose term.
So true story. When I was a kid, I've told this story before. We lived right next door to a video rental shop. And I wanted to see the Michael Keaton Jack Frost. Guess what Jake and I rented accidentally? Boy, were we surprised.
The only thing I remember about that movie, other than how terrible it was, is that it had a young Shannon Elizabeth in it. And she was naked. And the snowman ended up, I thought he attacked her, but there's some people that say it raped her. It's a snowman, so I don't see how it did. But it did then at the end, after he killed her, said Christmas came early.
Ew.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, let that one sink in.
Let's not.
Stay classy.
Let's not.
She went on to do better things like American Pie. Okay, I guess she didn't really move on to better things. Anyway.
Well, yeah. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I know. You're gross. Twas the Night Before Christmas with the little mice and the clock worker.
Mm-hmm.
A Year Without a Santa Claus that brought us the wonderful Snow Miser and Heat Miser.
Yes.
No.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were doing...
No, not Robot Chicken.
Come on with your story.
Life and Adventures of Santa Claus, which I still have not found on DVD.
Never seen
it. I want that one really badly.
Wait, was that the story of Santa?
Yes.
Where he's like, it's him young, and then he becomes Santa later.
Uh-huh. And yeah, it's basically, you have the group of like spirits or saints or something, and they're basically giving Santa Claus his status as he is.
Yeah, and he has to like liberate the town and bring, because it was a town that banned toys or something like
no,
that.
No, that's Santa Claus is coming to town.
Is it?
With the Burgermeister Meisterburger. I watched it the other day. It's one of my favorites.
Didn't that one also have a young Santa? Like,
yes.
You know, red hair?
Yes.
And everything?
Okay, that's the one we're thinking
yes.
of.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If we could just somehow audibly do the shrug emoji,
uh-huh.
That would be every time Lindsay talks.
Well,
I know.
Every time Lindsay brings up something really obscure,
like my very, very last one that Shannon's going to make fun of me for, probably, because I've made you watch it, but
you
probably don't remember it. Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey.
Shannon just did the shrug emoji.
I like all my weird Rankin Bass stop motion animation
ones. I don't remember that
one at all. It's adorable. It's basically, they are talking about the manger setup for the true story of Christmas.
Yeah.
And they're saying that the little donkey figure isn't right, because the donkey that actually took Mary to Bethlehem had really, really long ears and had his ears wrapped around her, and that's how she was protected when they went. And he's adorable.
Yeah, I don't remember that one at all.
It's really cute.
But I'll tell you, I am disappointed in you because you forgot an important one that I really upset you forgot.
Which one?
In fact, I'm upset nobody remembered it because it's a classic.
Is it animated?
No, live action.
Okay, Miracle on 34th Street.
That's a good classic. How did everyone forget that?
I didn't forget it. I just don't really care for it.
It just wasn't in my top four.
Two Christmas classics that I can think of that no one mentioned, and I'm going to mention them now. Santa with Muscles.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Starring Terry Hulk Hogan.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I believe you. I've never seen it.
That's going to be the preview picture. You can damn well bet it.
Okay. Well, you still better do the music we discussed earlier.
We will.
Okay.
And then number one, Santa Slay, starring Goldberg.
I knew you were going to say Santa Slay.
As the evil Santa who lost a bet with an angel. He had to be good for like 1,000 years, and now he can be evil again. So
what
he murders.
What about Santa versus the Martians?
Santa Conquers the Martians.
Yes.
You know what? Another one I'm really surprised we didn't hear. Eight Crazy Nights.
No.
God damn it. God damn it.
No, I'm not saying that any of us should have picked it as our favorite, but I'm surprised it didn't come up in the fan
picks. That's a Jew movie. All right.
That caught me off guard.
I'm so sorry.
But no, like, so I've talked about this before. That actually used to be mine and my brother's tradition every year. From about like 2000, probably 2006 to about 2011. That was every Christmas. Basically we would go upstairs, open up our presents, and then we would go downstairs and just kind of like hang out and do whatever while they were cooking dinner. And we would watch, Eight Crazy Nights.
Cause it was just randomly on TV?
No, we had it on DVD.
The only reason
you willingly put it in the player?
I think the reason I hate that movie so much is cause I saw it with my ex-girlfriend Jennifer Warenberg, and, it was terrible first off, and it just wasn't a pleasant night to begin with. So yeah, I hate that movie, but I do have one that no one mentioned that I am literally surprised no one mentioned. The Santa Claus.
I honestly forgot about it.
I know Allie mentioned it to me. I thought she was going to put it on her list, but
the first one, yeah, I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't come up, but like same thing with Eight Crazy Nights. Like I don't think it's
going to be.
Well,
one
I mean,
of those
there's
it's
a ton of different
movie.
Like Hallmark Channel ones that I like watching, but I don't remember any of the titles of them.
We're all going to drive home, and on the way home, go. What about
this?
That one?
I watched a really good one last year with Jared Padalecki.
Padalecki.
Yeah. And it's basically about Thomas Kincaid, but it's at Christmas time and like all the like lights and the painting and stuff. It was really, really good. I do not remember what it was called though.
Well, just look up Jared Padalecki.
Yeah,
I'm sure you can find
pretty
it.
Pretty much.
All right. So if you didn't get in your choices for Christmas movies, if it's never too late, let us know. We'll talk about it in the future, or we just want to talk about it. We like talking to you guys.
And Star Wars.
And Star Wars is a great Christmas film. If you want to give the best gift this Christmas, go to patreon.com. Look up, is it patreon.com/podzilla1985?
Yep.
And donate to your favorite podcast. The money that you give us, we use towards this equipment that you hear, and it continues this show, and we really appreciate it. I don't usually like to plug these things, but with the giving spirit, you know, you people could stand to give us a little something. No, I kid.
But honestly, and we do actually give out a little bit of rewards for it. If you donate $10, we'll plug your show on whatever show you want.
Yeah. If you have a show.
Yeah, we have a
or
couple
whatever
of
you
them.
Want us to plug. Yeah. We'll plug anything you got.
Well. And for $1, you'll get your name on our website forever.
Yeah. And we'll talk about you on the show and how much we love you.
Yep.
Except some people. But anyway, that's a show for another time. We are out of here for the night. I've been toying with this idea, and I don't know if I'm going to do it this Saturday, but I at some point want to do it. I've been toying with the idea of doing a 30-minute hard news show at the end of the week, recapping the week and everything that's happened. Since Cody's not doing the sports show right now because he's super busy, we need something to fill that spot. We only do 4 shows a week now, which for us is very little.
It's cutting back.
Yeah. So I'd like to do that. I probably won't do it this week, but stay tuned for that in the future. I hope you're excited to hear me talk about actual news. It's something I've always wanted to do. Until then, though, we'll be back on Sunday with Nerd Up. It's probably going to be a big Nerd Up. Miyamoto stopped by on Jimmy Fallon and introduced the Switch. That's big. There's a lot of big stuff going around. A lot of big trailers that came out. Transformers. Of course, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. You're going to have a lot of stuff
last week.
But Transformers is new.
Transformers is new.
I want to hear your thoughts about that. And
Rogue
so does MC.
Yeah. And we probably have a review for Rogue One.
Not yet.
No, you got
another week still.
Yeah.
Okay, so stay tuned for that. Thank you guys for listening. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We'll be back for like 3 more weeks before Christmas anyway. So,
woo.
Yeah. Have a great night. We'll see you back on Sunday with Nerd Up. And take care of yourselves. Bye.